What do you do when it's over? What do you do when it's done? Each autumn the question arises, no matter who's lost or won, what if you've no taste for football and your hockey and basketball Jones doesn't kick in till the playoffs? What if you feel in your bones the cold of the oncoming season, the darkness of each empty park where baseball is played in the summer? And what if your life lacks a spark because baseball is closed for the winter, the players dispersed in the fall? Some to return in the springtime, some, I suppose, not at all. Sure, there is ongoing soccer, here and in Europe as well, but if you think that soccer is boring, you won't buy what they have to sell. So what do you do when the echoes of all of the cheering subside, and one great big part of the country commences the annual slide into wind, sleet, and ice on the highway, and lost gloves, or lost glove at least? I don't know about winter where you live. Where I live, it can be a beast. The answer, I guess we depend on the fact that we never forget the moments we choose to sustain us on days when it's cold and we're wet, the buzz of the overbooked ballpark, the roar at the timely home run, the fielder sprawled out on the greenest of grass when he's stretched at the end of his run, and he holds up the ball for the umpire and all those are gathered to see, or the closer who brings the unhittable pitch and the tension his pitch can set free. The end of the long baseball season, when every last out has been made, continues to live in the minds of the fans even after they've watched the parade.